Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Carla Friede, who is the Chief Executive Officer for InvoicePay. Carla, it's great to have you back.
Hi, Karen. Great to be back.
So just to level set everyone, the context, InvoicePay is a leader in the enterprise payment space, a space that is really going through a lot of interesting innovation and disruption, in part because of players like InvoicePay who are really trying to make it more feasible for businesses to efficiently pay each other. So let's start again with some of the basics. And I know we've talked a lot about the trends that are really developing and influencing what's happening in the procurement and sourcing area of enterprise payments and procurement. Curious to get your perspective as we start 2015. How does that actually influence the way payments are made today?
So I think some of the changes that we see happening in the procurement space and the sourcing space are going to come to payments. And that is, from my perspective anyway, in the last couple of years, the procurement and sourcing space has gone through an amazing amount of change as we see new players coming into the space that offer cloud-based solutions that simplify the process and enable not just the largest enterprise who have the resources to, you know, invest and then invest in the consulting required to implement some of those very big solutions, but the mid-market companies that can afford the lower cost that the cloud-enabled kind of technology solutions provide, as well as the simplicity, making it fit into their environment and their distributed environments. So in procurement and sourcing, you know, companies like, for example, Coupa have done an amazing job offering a very simple, easy-to-use, very reasonably priced solution for enterprises to adopt and increase their efficiency in their procurement process. I think the same thing is going to happen in payments. And procurement is upstream from payments. Payments have long been a space where it's sort of been a forgotten technology space, and that systems in accounts payable to do payments. I'm not talking on the receivable side now, I'm talking on the AP side. For accounts payable teams to make payments, they really have been bound by very archaic manual processes, and there hasn't been sort of the same kind of technology solutions to enable the kind of simplicity, low cost, and ease of use that we find in procurement. And I believe that's starting to happen in payments as people wake up to the fact that the standard that's been set in the market and the lack or dearth of really efficient, simple solutions is not okay anymore. And I think part of that is brought on by the consumer side, where we see from the consumer side, people look at their mobile phone and say, wow, this is really simple. I can make a payment anywhere. Why can't I do this in business? And I think the convergence of both, you know, the cloud solutions and procurement and the idea of simplicity of payments as consumers are both impacting the payment space, and we'll see a greater movement and adoption of technology in that space.
So, Carla, I would agree with you that there are lots of things that make this possible and more efficient and simple. But isn't it the case that payables isn't really considered core strategically to the mission of a company? Therefore, it kind of gets pushed aside when companies think about innovation?
Well, you know, part of that is true. And I think from my perspective anyway, Karen, is that AP tends to be the last sort of spot in the building where you invest. But it's also been the solutions haven't made AP's job any easier. So if you look at what banks have provided is really kind of think of it as this big dumb pipe connecting the AP department to the bank. And those things haven't done anything to increase the efficiency or simplify the role in accounts payable. If you look at accounts payable now and you compare it to procurement maybe 10 years ago, and procurement 10 years ago was this new idea that, hey, procurement can be strategic. It doesn't have to be this, you know, drudgery thing you have to do. And by doing it better, we can add significant value back to the organization. Same thing in payments. It doesn't have to be this way. It doesn't have to be manual, archaic processes. By looking at the solutions that are available businesses, enterprises can add significantly to their bottom line. So this is about, as it always is with any technology decision, it's about the return and the opportunity. And payments, I believe, have now risen to the level of being strategic because of the huge impact they can make in terms of cost savings and, to some extent, revenue generating if companies decide to use a card product in their payment process. So I think payments are, and we will see them, rise to the level of a more strategic decision as organizations understand the incredible impact they can have.
So how do you define the impact? If you're sitting across the table from the CFO or the executive that runs payables, how do you persuade them that a business case is in fact legitimate and something that they ought to move forward with?
It's actually pretty easy. You could start by looking at what they're doing today, and everybody recognizes the high cost of writing paper checks. Two, they recognize that the current, you know, trying to keep track and separating it out, a separate file to send a P-card file to your bank, a separate file to send an ACH payment to your bank, paper checks, is ridiculously time-consuming and very manual. So everybody agrees on that, and so it's showing them a return that reduces their accounts payable cost by 75% and dramatically increases the card-based rebate they're receiving. The numbers are dramatic. And so that isn't a hard thing to show. It's getting to the right people and getting an opportunity to show them the return that's possible is a big part of the problem. I would say I'd like to take a second here and define what I think of strategic payments. And that's because just like any new idea, people will say, well, you know, what's so strategic about payments? And I think it's a way to distinguish just sort of the flat file that has no intelligence in it to kind of modern payment solutions. And so for payments to be strategic, I consider that they have three pieces. One is the ability to optimize each payment made. And by optimizing, I mean paying the right flyer with the right payment method at the right time optimizes those payments and enables customers to reap the greatest return. So pay for the greatest benefit at all points in time. The second thing I think strategic payments include is the idea of supplier services. Without the supplier services to handle the questions from suppliers, to manage the payment communication between suppliers, it's just not possible to get to kind of a minimal effort, efficient solution that's possible. So strategic payment solutions optimize the payments and include the supplier services. The third thing is, in terms of strategic payment solutions, is I think having the opportunity to earn a rebate back as part of the process and not a separate process. So when you include kind of the next generation technology to use single-use card programs, as part of that, they generate a rebate back to the company, and suddenly now you have this dramatic impact because of this smart payment solutions or optimized payment solutions that generate a big return to the bottom line. And I think that's what it's about for the CFO at the end of the day. It's the return.
Of course. How much of this is being pushed by suppliers, if at all? I mean, obviously, those that are buying and those that are receiving the payment, so making and receiving, do suppliers have a role in helping push the need for strategic payments in these organizations?
You know, suppliers have a huge role in the payment process. So, and I think the role, ensuring that the suppliers are receiving value and having a solution that works for them is absolutely critical for the solution to work. And so it needs to be not just simple for the customer, but it needs to be simple for the supplier. They need to have visibility to what's been paid, and they need to get their money faster. I also would say I think it's absolutely critical that as you're transitioning a market to electronic payments, that there are a few barriers in front of the supplier for making this transition. And so I don't believe in the models that are charging suppliers to receive electronic payments. I think they're unnecessarily burdening the supplier while you're trying to bring those suppliers on board and have them involved with the process. So long story short is that suppliers are a huge part of the equation for any solution that's really going to be efficient.
So, you know, Carla, there's a lot of solutions now that are sort of chipping away at some of these pain points. And, you know, the three things that you laid out, optimizing the way in which, the time in which payments are made, servicing suppliers, and then creating some sort of financial incentive, three important components. But how do you actually differentiate and distill what it is we're delivering against all of the solutions out there that all kind of use the same words and say the same sort of thing?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I don't think that there's a lot of solutions out there that truly do this. I think you see incumbent players threatened by the new kind of cloud-based technology solution providers, and you see them looking out at language and starting to use the language, whether the solution delivers on that or not. And I think for the customer looking at payment solutions, I think it's critically important to get a demo of how the solution works and to see it for yourself. And I think what consumers or businesses who are looking for solutions will find, consumers of these solutions, is that many of the traditional players can't produce a demo, right? Because they don't have cloud-based software. They have a file processing system. So it's one of those things where talk is easy and delivery is not, especially in payments. And I think for people looking for a payment solution, the critical thing is to see it for yourself and get a demo.
Well, that's very, very good advice. It's easy to put something on a PowerPoint slide, isn't it?
Exactly. Or easier yet, to look at somebody else's website and pick off their language. It's much harder to deliver an efficient solution. And so in payments are complicated. The reason it hasn't been solved to date is because it's heavy lifting. It's very complex due to the sheer number, the volume of payments, the volume of vendors, and the dynamic nature of the information. You know, the information is changing all the time. So if the company or solution provider cannot handle the dynamic change in that information, it's not a good solution.
So final question, you know, we talked a lot over the last several months about the evolution of the space and the readiness of the market to accept the kinds of things that you describe strategic payments to deliver. So my question for you is 2015 going to be different?
I do think so. I do think it's either going to be late 2015 or early 2016. And I think we see the market beginning to percolate. And the intense amount of interest in payments on the consumer and mobile side is really sort of leaking over into the B2B side. And we see people asking, you know, why does it have to be this way? Isn't there a better way? And a willingness to think that electronic payments should be the standard, right? Simplicity should be the standard electronic payments. So I believe that the market is awakening. It's a giant market, and I think you'll see it starting to move with some picking up speed at the end of 2015.
Well, Carla, it's always a pleasure to get your perspective on a space that is in dire need of innovation, and it sounds like is going to really ignite, to use our vocabulary word, over the next year or so. It'll be exciting to watch it and to get your perspective as it does. Thanks again.
Thank you very much, Karen. I appreciate the time.